the everlasting love of God.
Today morning, when we all are sitting here in the presence of God, that everlasting God, he's watching us. He would like to see we are getting blessing, the spiritual and material blessing from heaven. Because our God is everlasting God. We can see the everlasting love in him. Today's message is God can enlarge our territory. Do you believe in it?
Yes.
If you're believing, just say amen.
Amen.
Wonderful, that's good. In the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 14 says, book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 14 says, is anything too hard for the Lord? In another translation, it says, is anything too difficult for the Lord? Whomever is sitting at the moment here, God is asking the same question to you and me. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Whatever the difficulties in our life, God is asking the same question. Is anything too difficult for me? God said this verse to Abraham's family. God called Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Abraham, when he heard the voice of God, Abraham responded to God's call. Genesis chapter 12, verses from 1 till 4 says, the Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him. God spoke these verses to Abraham. But these same verses, it is a promise from God to his church. And repeatedly, God is saying to Abraham, I will. So many things is too difficult in our life, but nothing is hard for our God. Praise God. Abraham, when he heard the word of God, he obeyed God. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 7, we can see there, Abraham built an altar and began to worship the God Almighty. He heard the voice of God. Abraham didn't receive the promises from God. He just heard the voice of God. But Abraham didn't wait to worship the God. He didn't take this decision. Lord, first you need to give that all promises to me. I need to receive all promises, then I will worship you. No. When Abraham heard the voice of God, what happened? Thank you. And Abraham started to worship God. Whenever we are receiving the promises from God, let us worship God. Let us praise his name together. Praise God. Abraham was traveling and a famine was in the land he was in. Because of this, he traveled to Egypt. When Abraham faced this famine, he heard the voice of God. After that, he faced the famine. We all are hearing the voice of God. But don't think I won't face any troubles or tribulation or any pain. But whatever the things will come in our life, we must believe this one. God is always with us. Hallelujah. Abraham faced a terrible time because of Pharaoh. But God spoke to Pharaoh for Abraham. Abraham saw God's hand of protection upon his life, upon his family. In that famine, God blessed Abraham. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. So Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. We can see God's protection and provision over Abraham's family. Amy Carmichael worked in India as a missionary. She said this statement: sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood, but then is the time to prove our faith. Whenever issues, pressure, pain will come into our life, that's a time to prove our faith. Praise God. Abraham faced the famine in that land. Why did God allow the famine in Abraham's life? God Almighty wanted to teach Abraham and his family to learn a basic lesson of faith. If anyone today morning, if you are facing any famine, any dryness in your life, we must believe this one. This is a basic lesson from God. God wants to see we are growing in our faith. Just follow triumphs. When Pharaoh took Sarah into his place, Abraham was like he was in a furnace of testing. That was he was going through a difficult situation. But Abraham's faith in God moved into the direction of peace and hope. We all need to understand this. God alone is in control of all circumstances. Abraham became the father of faith because he went through many tests. But all of the tests were the school of faith in his life. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, James chapter 1 verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. God extended Abraham's territory. In the book of Genesis, chapter 18, we can see the intimacy between God and Abraham. God and Abraham, they were great friends. When three visitors were in Abraham's tent, he ministered to them. All ministry should be to the Lord first. We can see the serving heart of Abraham, a very wealthy man, very strong man, but he was ready to serve God. Genesis chapter 18 verse 2 says, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. Abraham was so humble. Only after he had served his guests did Abraham stand still. That was his heart. The heart of serving. God said to Abraham, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife will have a son. When God spoke this promise to them, Abraham and Sarah were old. But what God said to them has done. We can see in book of Genesis chapter 21. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. Beyond man's thinking, God extended Abraham's territory. Whatever man is thinking about us doesn't matter. God wants to extend our territory. Abraham's descendants became a great blessing for the nations. The Lord asked Abraham, is anything too difficult for the Lord? If God asked any question, always we need to believe this. Before he's asking the question to us, God already said so many things for us. Praise God. Famines and spiritual fights in Abraham's life led him into becoming a faith hero. Are you facing any famine in your life? Are you facing any struggle in your life? God is going to extend your territory. In Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 till 3 says, now there was a famine, another famine. Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swear to your father Abraham. Abraham's son Isaac also faced a famine in his life. God tests us to bring out the best in us. But Satan, devil, tempts us to bring out the worst in us. Many places in the Bible we can see God tests his people. But the temptation is not from God, it's from devil. The book of James chapter 1 verse 13 says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Temptation is not from God, but God will test his children to grow in their faith. Faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. I would like to read that statement again. Faith that can't be tested can't be tested. If we are facing any test, don't worry, God is with us. When Isaac faced this famine, he went to Gerar. When Isaac faced the problem of a famine, God didn't leave him alone. The Lord appeared to him. He said the promise to Isaac. He obeyed the word of God. Isaac obeyed. Isaac listened to the word of God. Isaac obeyed the word of God. Genesis chapter 26 verse 12 says, Isaac planted crops in that land and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. This is a godly blessing. Isaac and his neighbors had access to same soil and they received the same sunlight. But Isaac's harvest was greater than everybody else. It doesn't matter what season we are in, God can bless us. Abraham's name is mentioned 8 times in this chapter. Isaac's territory of faith enlarged through this famine in the land of Gerar. We can never grow in faith by running from difficulties. Romans chapter 5, verses from 3. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus Christ, the Savior, is ready to help us to grow in our faith. Genesis chapter 41, verses from 56. When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold grain to Egyptians. For the famine was severe throughout Egypt. And all the world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph. Because the famine was severe everywhere. Did you see that word? Years after Jacob and Joseph's time, they also faced famine. This famine reunited Jacob's family. The book of Genesis chapter 45, verses from 27. But when they told him everything about Joseph, had said to them, and when he saw the cards Joseph's heart sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, I am convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. After Joseph showed gracious forgiveness to his brothers in Genesis chapter 45, we can see recognition, reassurance, relocation, revival, reunion in Jacob's family. Jacob's family family members, they faced famine. But that famine, in the time of famine, God blessed that family. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, they all faced a famine in their lives. But they were so strong. They were serving God with faithful heart. They completely trusted in the word of God. Now, when we are praying like this. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Do you know, they all became the faith heroes. Because they all faced the issues. They all faced the famine in their life. But do you know, God Almighty helped them to grow strong in their faith. Praise God. The difficulties in our life trying to quench us. But God Almighty is helping us to grow day by day. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 28. Book of Acts, chapter 11, verses from 28, yeah. One of them named Agabus stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. The New Testament church also faced famine in their time. The Jewish historian Josephus records many people died in Judea because of famine. The Jewish believers in Jerusalem had brought the gospel to Antioch. Then they sent Barnabas to encourage the new believers in Antioch. This Gentile church, the Antiochian church, became the blessing for their brothers and sisters in Judea. Church used this opportunity to show their generosity. The Antiochian church sent their practical love through Barnabas and Paul. Jerusalem and Antioch church became a blessing each other. God can extend the territory of love. We can see the spiritual and practical teamwork through the servants of God, Barnabas and Paul. After this mission, they grow in their ministry. Now, the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, and Saul, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and set them off. These friends, they took the gospel to other countries as well. Dear brothers and sisters, when the people, they went through the famine, a good result came out. Abraham, the faith hero. Isaac became the faith hero. Joseph became a great blessing for nations. In Jacob's family, we can see reunion, reconnection, revival. When the New Testament church, they faced the famine. Practically, that was a great opportunity to show the generosity and love towards others. Praise God. When me and David spoke today morning before the service, we were saying, lots of news is going around the world. Wars, famine, earthquakes, the sign of tsunami. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ clearly said about famine. It's a sign for his church before the second coming. Hebrews chapter 4 verses from 14 says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus Christ, the Savior, is always with us. He's always with us. Trust in God. He will extend our territory. He can enlarge our territory. God is asking this question to the church today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? God can enlarge the territory of our faith. God can extend the territory of our hope. God can enlarge the territory of our generosity. God can enlarge the territory of our church. In this 2024, God can do it. Amen. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? This is the question to the church. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Let us close our eyes, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Shambhana Hatarasiya. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray with a great faith. Nothing is impossible for our God. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? This time, let us pray for our church, our brothers and sisters. Right now, few of our brothers and sisters, they are really struggling because of this viral infections. So many of they are under pain. Let us pray together for them. Let us intercede for them. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Someone from the congregation, will you please pray according to this word of God? Our God can extend our territory. God can enlarge our territory of hope, generosity, faith. God can enlarge our church. God can change our situations. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Trust in God. Focus into God. He can do great things in our life. He can do great things for His church. God. Yes. Yes, Lord.
That nothing is too difficult for you.
Yes, Lord.
Doctors can't do it.
Hallelujah.
Physicians can't do it. But we know a man who can. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Oh,
yeah. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he can do all things.
Yes, Lord.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
We believe your words, Lord.
Amen.
We believe your words. We read in Isaiah 54 where you said the mountains may crumble, but your love, Lord, will never crumble. Your love will never fail. And because of your love, we can go and face tomorrow. For we know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds the future. We know who holds everything this morning. We know that we can go in faith. We can go as strong people in the God of our salvation. For Lord, you know what is before us. Hallelujah. I know your name, said the Lord. I know you by name, and I will extend your tent because I know you by name. I know who you are. I know who you are, said the Lord, and I will extend your tent. I will take you through the
path.
I will prepare a place for you. I will bring you through, said the Lord. Yes, it looks difficult, and you cannot tell your neighbor. You cannot share it with your church members. But God said, I know, and I know your name, and I will deliver you. For I've come down to the river. I've set my deliverance.
I've
come down to the
river.
And I will deliver. Walk before me.
Yes.
I have set a path for you. Just walk. Walk before me. Because the light is shining. Set the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 The word of God is saying, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper.
Amen.
Because we all are blessed. We all are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. His name be glorified. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Praveen. Is there anything that is too hard for the Lord? It was impossible in Abraham's time. It was not possible with his age and the age of Sarah. But God said, is there anything too hard? I don't know what you're going through. Don't give up. You might have been waiting for years. If you read Genesis, from the first time God promised Abraham, it took years before Isaac came. You have to keep trusting God. Beyond man's thinking, Pastor Praveen said, God will extend your tenth. The hope that we have does not disappoint. It does not make us shame. So let us go in that hope. Can I have the worship team? We're going to take up our tithes and our offering, even as we sing our closing hymn.
been faithful.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath, even unto the last breath, I will sing of your goodness. Father, we worship you. We thank you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. What a wonderful time in your presence this morning. Lord, we thank you for gracing this service with your presence. Lord, we thank you because we know, oh God, even as we step out this week, even as we step out in all that we do, at our places of work, in school, at home, visiting friends, visiting families, Lord, we can say that all our lives you have been faithful. Lord, we can declare that all our lives you have been so good. Lord, we thank you. Because we know, oh God, that you said that your presence will go with us. And you will give us rest. Let your presence go with us this week, oh God. Give us rest this week, oh God. That wherever we go this week, and whatever we do, we will be blessed. That this week, that the Lord will arm us with strength and he will make our way perfect. That this week, in all that we do, with the best gifts of the earth and the fullness thereof and the favor of him that dwelt in that burning bush will rest upon us in all that we do. And let the church say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. I want you to turn to the person next to you and declare, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Please do not leave. There's tea and coffee there. And get to know someone you've never known before. Have a lovely week.